Well, before I do the sermon, I realize that we somehow didn't have a children's sermon in here, but I have a story for you. So would it be okay if any kids would come close by, whichever screen you're using? Okay. I know this is a little strange because I'm going to tell a story from, it's not even really a story, but it's from Paul's letters, which is what Pastor Arwin read from. And Pastor Arwin is usually the one who's telling the kids stories. So I feel like we've reversed roles here. But that's okay. Maybe I'll color my hair too. That'll be so fun. My story, are you ready? This is from Paul. Many members, one body. Apostles like Paul stayed very busy telling as many people as possible about Jesus and his love for them. Sometimes Paul traveled to share the good news in person, which is nice. Sometimes he sent letters. We can do that, right? We can keep doing that. To teach his friends more about what it meant to be Christian. Together, they were part of a new family of people who believed in Jesus. Paul wrote this message to Christians who lived in the city of Corinth. That's a fun name. Called the Corinthians. Mm-hmm. He wanted to help them understand how special the church was, including everyone in it. The church, he said, is like a human body. One body has many different parts, but it's still one body. We are many different kinds of people, but we're still one body of believers. If a foot said, because I'm not a hand, I'm not a part of this body, that would be silly. It would still be part of the body. And if the whole body was an eye, how could it hear or smell? That's silly too. God made our bodies to have lots of parts, and each part has something special to do. God made all of our parts to work together. The body of believers is the same. God has given each of you special things to do. Some of you travel to share the good news about Jesus, and some of you teach right where you live. Some of you heal the sick or become church leaders. Is everyone a teacher? Is everyone a leader? No, that would be silly too. God made us to be different and to do different things to show our love for Jesus. Just like the different parts of one body, we all have different talents. And we all work together. God has made each of us very special. Now, I really like that because today we're going to hear about how Jesus says to us, come to me, all who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. And sometimes it feels like we have the whole weight of the world on us and it's just too hard and we feel like we're all alone and there's no one who's fighting for us or standing with us, but Paul's letter reminds us that we're never alone and that it's okay that we can't handle everything ourselves because we're not given all of the gifts, but we have to work together with others. And when we all come together with our different gifts and talents and abilities, then we don't have to do it on our own and we can do what God is calling us to do. Does that sound good? I think we should pray, because we could use help doing that. Can I get some help praying?
Yes.
Yep.
Great. Can you help me pray? Awesome. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For giving us.
For giving us.
Talents.
Talents.
And passions.
And passions.
And hopes.
And hopes.
And dreams.
And dreams.
Help us.
Help us
to use them.
To use them
along with others.
Along with others.
Knowing that we.
Knowing that we
are never alone.
Are never alone.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So. I know that statues... See, I'm already getting dangerous here. Statues have been such a divisive topic these days. Have you noticed that? In fact, this has been going on for a while now, right? With statues being defaced, removed by protesters, removed by government officials, agitators posting photoshopped photos to try to rile people up. But I have had one statue in mind this week that I am grateful would not easily be removed. And that no one, in fact, is calling for its removal, at least not that I'm aware of. The statue that reads, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free." I speak, of course, of the Statue of Liberty. In these words, in these precious words that speak to our country and what we have had as an ideal for so long, I hear in these words an echo of the invitation of Jesus. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. It feels like everyone is weary these days. Have you noticed that? Weary of isolation. Weary of the coronavirus. Weary of politics and politicians. Weary of injustice that too many can't breathe free. Weary of the hard work of doing something about it. Weary of feeling like we have nothing to contribute. Just weary. So often we know what is right. We know deep down what is right, but it's so hard, even exhausting. We know we should wear masks, but it's such a pain. And it blocks so much in human communication to see one another's faces. We know we should have compassion for those who are hurting most. But we feel overwhelmed by empathy overload. As Paul says in his letter to the Romans, "For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do." Perhaps more helpfully, I don't know if that's fair to do, but perhaps more helpfully in his letter to the Galatians, he writes, "Let us not grow weary of doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all." Let us not grow weary of doing what is right. What we read from the Gospel of Matthew today comes directly after what we've been reading for the last several weeks. Jesus sending the disciples out. And in fact, in so much of what he said over the last several weeks, we have heard again and again a warning that it will not be easy. And then it seems after they have left, after the disciples have been sent on their way, Jesus then speaks these words to the crowd, saying, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Now, how can Jesus say that when he spent so much time just before this talking about the cost of discipleship? In fact, using words like sending the disciples out like sheep in the midst of wolves. He seems to place this very heavy weight upon them. And if Jesus is inviting these crowds into that life of discipleship, isn't he also inviting them into bearing this heavy burden themselves? And as you know, sometimes the burden seems too much to bear. Do you know how much weight you have been carrying? Simply the weight of not knowing when life can be full again. The weight of not knowing who among those you love will be the next to get sick. The weight of violence done to the most vulnerable, even in the midst of a pandemic. Even then, we don't get a break from it all. Let us not grow weary of doing what is right. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Can Jesus possibly be speaking these words to us as well? How is our burden possibly light? I know many of you have taken on the weight of the world through these times. You are worrying for your neighbors, reaching out to make sure they're okay, and then calling other neighbors to check to see what's going on when things look strange. You are getting groceries for parents and for neighbors. You are watching grandchildren even while trying to mitigate the risks. You are calling for justice and educating yourselves. You are working in tough conditions or in situations you did not sign up for when you took the job. Occupying ourselves with who knows what, while not able to accompany a loved one who is in the hospital. And despite all of this extra weight we're carrying, all of our efforts seem futile. But this is the promise of Jesus. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. How? Well, because we are in fact yoked with Jesus. Maybe you, like me, are not very familiar with yoke. Right? When I think of yoke, I think of the yellow thing that comes in the middle of your egg. But that's not it. Right? That's not the yoke that Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about that wooden beam that connects usually two oxen. Right? So two oxen who are bearing a weight together, that are pulling something together, and that keeps them together so they bear the weight together. That is what Jesus is talking about. And so we are yoked with Jesus. We are carrying our burdens, not alone, but with Jesus. And truth be told, Jesus is doing the heavy lifting because, as you know, we will fail, as we have so often. And yet, Jesus reminds us that though we fail, we are picked up over and over again. And not just picked up and left to rest, but we are picked up and given again to our mission that is set before us. We have messed up many times, and we will continue to fail one another. The evidence of that abounds, even in our fair country. But we are called to keep at it, knowing that God's grace is enough for us. And because we are yoked to Christ, we are also yoked to one another. We have one another in the body of Christ here at Epiphany and beyond. It's 4th of July weekend, after all. God and Country Sunday. What are we as a country if we do not stand up for one another and with one another? And know that because of that bond, we never have to stand alone, that there will be people ready to link arms with us when it is safe, and make sure that we have equal access to what is fair and just. God gives us people who can do what we cannot do alone, who lighten the burden. You don't have to do it all, and you don't have to do it alone. Just last night, in fact, I understand that there was a member of our church community who shared with a small group of members here the difficulty that they were going through. And it's the weight that this member is carrying is so tremendous. And yet, the offer that came after that beautiful sharing, that beautiful vulnerability was, have you eaten dinner yet? And the person who had just shared said, you know, I haven't. And it was late at this point. And so the person who asked said, oh, well, tell me what you'd like. I'll go get it for you. And in fact, that person wasn't the one who got it. Someone else said, oh, you know, I'm already heading out. I'm going to go get you big, bad wolf dinner. And so there they had it delivered to them right at their doorstep. Not fixing the problem, but lightening the burden. I know we're all weary of what we can't do and what we must do. But let us not grow weary of doing what is right individually or collectively. Let us continue to lean upon one another, knowing that God will continue to bear us up and renew God's promises of abundant life for all. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.